Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Talked to Bob Westrick from PrivateVista.com a little while ago. Private Vista is the company. MyPrivateVista.com is the website. But he's that wealth manager that watches markets, money, and the economy for us. And the start of the market this morning, when the markets opened up, when the Dow opened up, it fell 500 more points right away. Were you anywhere near a browser this morning? Were you looking at that? You're going, oh, man, here we go again. I don't know when this thing's going to end. And I know just because the market's falling doesn't mean the economy's bad. And even if your portfolio is taking a hit, you've got some sort of 401k you've been saving on and now it's going down. That's a paper loss. I know. Nobody likes to see this happen. And maybe it's happening for the right reasons, like maybe the market was overpriced, or maybe it's a function of what happens when you get higher wages and when you get more jobs and inflation starts to creep into the market. That's not all bad for interest rates. My dad said to me today, hey, it looks like the CDs are going to go up. That's good for me. So it's kind of a complicated thing, and it's not 100% bad and not 100% bad for this time, right? Like maybe it's happening for some good reasons. Sean Hannity blamed it on Barack Obama, by the way, but I'm just saying it's more complicated than down is absolutely 100% bad. And in fact, if it sort of figures it out and finds a neutral place, then maybe that's a good thing. But then it opens up this morning down 500, and I'm sorry, I don't like that feeling of free falling. And then I came back a few minutes later, and it was up 300 points, and I don't like an 800-point bounce either. And so then it kind of got back closer to zero today, and it was up or down 70, something like that. Now, the market's about to close. Click, click, click. Open it up. Are you doing this today? Ha! Ah! Or wah! And the market is now, the Dow is up almost 2%, 1.9%. It's plus 464. So if losing 1,000 the other day made your stomach go up and down, how about 1,000-point swing in a day? Because that's about what you've got today. And it looks like we're about to close up 464 points. I called Bob Westrick to jump back in here. And
he's still picking up your calls?
Wait. What does that mean? Because whenever I put him on, things are going bad. Is that what you're saying there, Violetta?
No, what I'm saying is you're calling the poor man a lot. Called him like 3 times yesterday.
Now, are you charging me for these calls, Bob?
I am not, John.
All right. Well, you should think about it. I'll split it with you.
Turn Violetta's mic off, okay? Hey, Bob, so there was my little analysis and monologue. Jump in there. What do you want to say, sir? Now it's up 500.
Well, John, you know, you keep talking about all the pain watching the market.
Yes,
you
it
know?
Is. And
if
it's
if you don't like scary shows, don't watch them.
Yeah. Okay, but last we spoke, which was about an hour ago, you were given that spiel that I was mocking just a tiny bit there because I know, but I still don't like this. And even if I don't have money in the market, like I don't trade equities, I haven't bought a stock. I buy mutual funds, and that's part of my investment, my retirement plan. And some people are lucky enough to be in the situation I'm in, and too many are not. But I think just in general, people look at this, of course, as a bad thing, as a terrible thing. So I don't have a question for you.
Yeah, except, you know what? Go ahead, ask a question.
No. I guess I'm calling you for some perspective once again.
Yeah, this is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. I mean, to put it in perspective, I mean, market corrections, we didn't officially have a correction, but I mean, they're always going to happen. They're not ifs, they're whens. And a lot of times they're good because typically there's always money on the sideline, and that money's not going to come back into the market to help, you know, support future even higher stock prices unless there's corrections and dips, because a lot of people buy when it goes down.
Yeah.
Also, our markets relative to earnings have been, you know, they've been relatively frothy on a valuation basis. And so this kind of gets them closer to long-term averages. They're still higher than long-term averages. The markets are still, you know, pretty pricey. However, things like this puts them closer to the ground, closer to solid footing where they should be. So these things are things, when you invest in the market, these are things you have to expect. you shouldn't be all of a sudden shocked like you always are, John, when these things happen. These things always happen. Yeah. We've been talking for years. These things have always happened, and they will always continue to happen.
So what would be shocking?
Yeah. I mean, because, I'm sorry, I know that the market's correct, but I don't like it to happen in a hurry like this. I mean, if this continued, Bob, if we lost 1,000 again today instead of gained 494 at this very instant, that would be bad, right? I mean, at some point, it's a bad thing.
Well, then we would have had the correction. Quite frankly, I almost welcome a correction. It's been so long.
Yeah.
I just kind of wanted to get it off my plate. Let's do it. Let's get it done so people don't have to keep talking about it. John, I've had clients talking to me for years. Oh, should we sell now because the markets are hitting all-time highs, which they have been for years and years. And all the time I'd say, well, yeah, they're high, but that doesn't mean they can't go higher. And I remember to your point, I was on your show, I think, in Minnesota 2-3 years ago, and somebody I was discussing with was saying, now's the time to get out, get out, get out. And I'm like, I wouldn't do that. And that must have been, what 8,000 points ago on the Dow?
It was. That guy said, now's the time to get out, and it went up 8,000 points since.
And I remember, I kind of debated him, and I'm just like, well, he may be right, but the way you accumulate wealth, once again, you want to stay in the market. Once you get like this kind of trader mentality, that's when it gets dicey and dangerous.
Market's up 509 points, 2.09%. And as Bob said, if it's a scary movie, you don't have to watch it every day. Okay, Private Vista, myprivatevista.com. One of the partners there is this guy, Bob Westrick. Nice to hear your voice again. Thanks for your wisdom, Bob.
Good talking to you, John. Take care.